Wholesalers, welcome to another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Wholesalers Brotherhood of the Bag, a wholesaler's handbook, is flying off the proverbial shelves. Please jump out to Amazon, grab a copy of the book, grab a copy of the Kindle version, and get Brotherhood of the Bag. So, wholesalers, you know that I'm always looking for guests that are going to bring you insights to help you improve your wholesaling practice. And I had the opportunity to get introduced to a gentleman who owns the website, themasternegotiator.com. You know, and I spend so much time talking to my clients about their ability to negotiate, say, financial arrangements with a financial advisor. Financial advisor wants to beat you up for $500 for a seminar. How do you artfully negotiate the outcome? How do you make it satisfactory to both participants without it being at all contentious? Then I started looking a little bit further at all the goodness that our guest brings. And he has one specific niche that we're going to talk about today, because you know I'm not going to give you everything on this call today. He's also going to be writing something for I Carry the Bag magazine. Greg Williams is here. Let me tell you a little bit about him. He's a member of the National Speakers Association, and he has an extensive background in public speaking, training, and delivering keynotes. His main subject areas are motivation, negotiation, interviewing strategies and techniques, and strategies to become successful. He is the author of an acclaimed audio CD set, How to Negotiate Your Way to Success, also How to Become a Dynamic Interviewer, which he developed specifically for the HR profession. And his latest bestseller is entitled Negotiate Afraid No More. Greg Williams, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Thank you, Rob.
So, Greg, tell me a little bit more about this whole body language thing. You know, in our specific pre-call, we were talking about this body language, and I want to be able to read financial advisors better. I'm a wholesaler. I plop myself down in the advisor's guest chair. I want to get some nuggets of insight either while they're opening their mouth or before they open their mouth, and you talked about three different specific areas. I want to know more. Mm-hmm. You said you can detect what's on their mind through what's in their eyes. But tell me more about that. What do we mean there?
Well, for sure, Rob. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when you are face-to-face with someone, most people, when they're trying to recall something, will tend to look up and to the left. And if they're trying to create something, they'll tend to look up and to the right. Now, you always establish a baseline, as it were, so you can truly detect exactly which way that person looks, left or right, when he or she is trying to recall something. So, if you by chance happen to say something along the lines of, okay, Mr. Ms. Financial Advisor, can you tell me the best opportunity that I might be able to use to present to you? And that individual looks up and to the left, trying to recall something, and you've established that by observing their baseline and establishing the baseline, you know that person is looking at thoughts in his or her mind that has occurred in the past. Now, let's converse that to that person looking up and to the right, looking more towards the future. If you observe the person doing that, you would slant your presentation more towards, well, and let me tell you how I will be a benefit to you as we move forward. You're using paralanguage, neurolinguistic language also, to actually indicate that you're matching that person, in this case, thought modality, versus saying something to someone that's looking towards the future. Well, in the past, here's what I have done. And just by keeping that little bonding process initiated and then going forward, you create a subliminal thought process in the person's mind that says, wow, I'm actually connected to that wholesaler. Boy, I kind of feel good about working with him or her. And it's just one small nuance that you can use and detect of how to use when you're actually face-to-face with someone.
So, Greg, let me recap that, because, you know, our listeners generally grab this off iTunes. So we have people that are running and they're on treadmills, and they're driving, and I want to make sure that there isn't steam coming out their ears. They're kind of short-circuiting, going, wow, what did he just say? So as far as up left, if they look up and to the left, they're recalling thoughts from the past. If they look up and to the right, their thoughts are generally directed into the future. Is that correct?
Correct, exactly. Now, that's a generalization. Like I said, you have to establish that person's baseline before you can accurately detect exactly how that individual is utilizing such procedures.
What does that mean? What does the baseline mean? How do I establish the baseline?
Well, when you first go into that person's environment, so when you first actually start speaking with that financial advisor, you may ask all kinds of warming up questions. People say, talk about the weather or something of that nature. I may ask, well, so what did you do? How was your weekend or something of that nature? And you observe where that person looks. If that person looks up and to the left when trying to think about what he or she did over the weekend, that starts to give you the clue, the inside clue. That's where that person will actually look to retrieve things that have occurred in the past versus if that person looks up and to the right. Mainly, most right-handed people will tend to look up and to the left, or I should say left-handed people will tend to look up and to the left, and sometimes it could be either or, so that's why you have to establish that baseline.
Mm. Okay, you better write us more about this in your article, because I think that there's some further definition that we need. There's also this notion that I found fascinating, and that is, you know, as wholesalers, we find ourselves in social settings a lot. We would find ourselves standing at some sort of reception wherein I have a glass of wine, they have a glass of wine, and we are standing a couple feet from one another. And speaking of feet, you said there's something I can learn through body language about where feet are pointed. Tell me about that.
Yes, exactly. When people are fully engaged with you, in most situations, they'll have their feet aligned with yours. As soon as that person mentally begins to disengage, they'll usually point one foot or the other away from you. That's to say, no longer will their feet be aligned with yours. The direction in which they're pointing that foot will usually be the direction in which they are about to exit the conversation. Now, let's also qualify that and say, depends upon how long that person has been engaged in the conversation, depending upon whether or not they're tired or refreshed or something of that nature, you have to take all of that into consideration. But if you are astute as a wholesaler and you observe that all of a sudden that person directed his or her foot away from you, you might either do one or two things. You might want to say something along the lines of, well, you know, I think we're in the process of wrapping up right now, and then observe the person's body language. Do they re-engage with you? Do they continue to turn away from you? Are they looking away from you? And you may consider saying, when would be a good time to follow up? And that person will have more respect for you because they're not usurping their time, et cetera, et cetera. And they may not even be paying total attention to you at that particular point in time. So the feet give a lot of insight, again, as does the eyes, as to what that person is about to do based on the foot position that they have.
You know, wholesalers, Greg shares this great information, and it fits into the higher notion, right, of you being aware and being cognizant and being present and not just going into an advisor's office and asking questions because you know you're supposed to ask. You're asking questions because you're supposed to listen to the answers and act and react based upon those answers. So here, Greg, what I hear you saying is not only are we supposed to get all the auditory signals that we can, but in this case, the feet are going to help give us signals about how we proceed in the conversation.
Oh, definitely so. There are so many nonverbal clues, body language, that people should be able to pick up, be aware of, and utilize that it's not even funny. I mean, we talked about the eyes and the feet. There's something called paralanguage that's part of nonverbal communications, and that's in the manner in which someone says something and or the pace at which they speak. For example, if I started speaking real fast, you'd assume that something has happened to make me more energized, or maybe I've had too much coffee or something of that nature, as opposed to someone that talks a little more deliberately. Well, you want to match the modality again of the person that is speaking that you are truly trying to influence, because you start to bond more with that person. And again, that person feels as though, wow, he or she is just like me, so they must be okay or something of that nature.
Was there anything else under the hood of the whole power language? Because we said that was nonverbal, but it is verbal in some cases. So is there anything there that we should be aware of under the power language piece? I know that there's layers and layers of it, like we talked about in the pre-call. But are there any other kind of nuggets under that that we should be aware of?
Oh, sure. The power language also gives you clues and insights. For example, if someone said something, well, I can give you a perfect example, Rob.
Okay.
Men without women would be useless. Men without women would be useless. So you can hear the same words casting two separate meanings. The first, men without women would be useless, is stating that women would be useless without men. Use the exact same words. Men without women would be useless. And now I'm saying men would be useless without women. So again, it's the emphasis that people place on the words that will give you, again, insight into their thought process, what is important to them. So with the para language, you also get additional clues into the mindset of the individual. Have you heard from people speaking in the South, I was wanting to do fill in the blanks?
Oh, I have. It drives me crazy.
Yeah. Okay, exactly. And, you know, us that are part of the northern part of the country, you're right. It kind of drives you crazy. But if you really wanted to influence someone from the South, you might adopt that style of speaking because, again, you start to bond with that individual and you have more of an opportunity to influence that person because they will let their guard down. They will embrace you, allow you to come more into their environment. And people like people that are like themselves. So when you talk about the sales process, for wholesalers that wish to be successful, they'll always take into account the pace at which someone speaks, the words that they use, and they'll echo those words and pace back to that individual.
Greg Williams, what a host of information. Wholesalers, jump out to themasternegotiator.com and check out the assorted information that Greg has for you to be more proficient in the areas of negotiation, motivation, and body language. And most importantly, go to icarrythebag.com. We lowered the price. We have new apps available for Android as well as all Apple platforms. Get yourself a subscription, and you'll be able to see the article that Greg is going to write for us. But until you do, remember that we can detect what's on their mind through their eyes. We should be aware of how their feet are pointed in the conversation and be mindful of power language that they're using in our conversation with us. Greg Williams, thank you for joining us at Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
You're more than welcome, Rob. It's been my pleasure.
Wholesalers, we'll talk to you next time on the next episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.